Dear Author, I hate to tell you this, but you have just died. You are now a ghost, hovering around to see what has happened after your passing. After the ink on your obituary dries, after the funeral is over and your family has gone home to grieve, after your casket is set in the ground or your urn is placed on a shelf, and after the initial flurry of respects and condolences from your friends quiets down to nothing, the world will keep on spinning as if you never existed. Your loved ones will grieve, but even they too will move on. Your only marks on the world will be the memories your friends and loved ones had of you, how you made them feel, and, the reason you're reading this, your books. In your twilight solitude as a ghost, you have a lot of time now to reflect on the literary estate you left behind. What will you see? If you're reading this, I think you already know the answer. You probably picked up this book because you have no idea where to start in planning your author estate. The concept of wills, powers of attorney, advanced medical directives, and all the other classic estate planning advice are overwhelming enough, but the author part, that makes it unbearable. And if you don't take care of the author part of your estate planning, then you're guaranteeing that your books will die with you. This book will help you start the process of planning for what will happen to your books after you die. It will give you a fighting chance at ensuring that your books outlive you. To read this book means to face your mortality, and that's not easy. This is a sensitive subject that may be difficult for you. However, it's painfully necessary. Death is a fact of life, and the sooner you face it, the sooner you will create the author legacy you want. When you finish reading this book, you'll have what you need to take the first steps with clarity and confidence. My estate planning story. Many people take a sudden interest in estate planning after witnessing someone die and leave a mess, such as a parent dying without a will. My story is the opposite. In June 2021, I lost a grandfather to old age. He was part of the Greatest Generation, and he grew up in the Great Depression. He was extremely frugal and paid cash for everything. He kept an old school ledger and balanced his checkbook weekly. He never used a computer in his life and never had an email account. Before he passed away, he stressed that he didn't want to be a burden on the family. When he passed, he was true to his word. He had a will that clearly outlined his wishes, which my family knew well before he died. His estate was settled in just a few months, with no squabbles among his children. There were no lawsuits or other nightmarish stories you often hear about estates. Losing him was tough on the family, but we found peace much faster because his affairs were so well taken care of. When I think of my grandfather, I remember the time we spent together and how he set such a positive example, but mostly, I remember how kind he was to be so organized. He didn't have to be so organized, but he was. So many people take an "I'm dead so who cares" approach to their estate planning, or lack thereof, and it causes so much pain for their loved ones. My grandfather's approach was, "I'm going to be dead, so I need to make sure it is taken care of." My grandfather didn't draw up his estate plan overnight. It was the result of many decisions he made early and often. To this day, I'm still in awe of how he did it. My grandfather taught me an important lesson in organization, but most importantly, he taught me how to die. I know it sounds morbid, but I want to die like he did.